Prophetess Masmanidi, this will be your lineup for this morning. Number one will be myself, Worthy Class Master Matty Young. Number two will be Prophet Pastor Tiny Machiavelli. And number three will be Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Number four will be Prophetess Latoya Dawkins. Number five will be Prophetess Darrell Hamilton. And our closer will be yourself, Prophetess Masmanidi Barbie. And this is your lineup of prophets on this morning. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Worthy Class Mentor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray. I'm getting on just, you know, people calling you. I'm on the prayer line, and this is so late. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you for taking up the your leadership in taking up the lineup for this morning. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're moving on forward with prayer. Amen. Thank you for all the prophets that are able to join us this morning. God bless you all. Amen. And moving along with the order of our prayer, any ministers that are joining us this morning, they can feel free by permission of allowing us, permitted by the Master Prophet, they can feel free to pray more than 3 minutes. Amen. 3 minutes as the Holy Spirit will lead them. Amen. And any of all the other prophets, amen, will pray 3 minutes or less. 3 minutes or less. We can keep track of your time. Amen. In the beginning, we're going to pray in our heavenly language for 30 seconds, and then 3 minutes for each prophet that comes forth. And the first voice that you'll be hearing is Worthy Class Master Archdeaconess Prophetess Matty Young. That will come first. Amen. And we'll follow according to the list. Amen. And we're going to be praying regarding our mentioning always our leaders. Amen. Praying for our leaders in the globalizing the prophetic, the vision of the house, and all the prophets for the 24-hour prophetic revival and their connection and their stand, that God will bless and build up the strength of all the prophets that are being a yes. Amen. Praying for the leaders for our country. Praying for the needs in the school. Amen. Protection over the children in the school and the staff. Amen. And also praying for the frontliners for the medical field. Amen. And even as the Holy Spirit will lead you, praying for our family and loved ones as well. Amen. We're going to now go forth before the throne of grace. And we're going to start in our heavenly language. And we may now begin.
All times his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Father, we thank you for another day, Lord God. We thank you for our Grandmaster Prophet, Dr. Evenarda Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Deborah. Thank you for their love and their wisdom, Lord God. Continuously bless the entire Jordan family, Lord God. Bishop elect Joshua Jordan, Minister Jessica Jordan, all the Jordan family, Lord God, children, grandchildren, siblings, nieces, nephews, whatever relation, Lord God, the entire bloodline. We pray for Mother Barian, continuously bless, heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all those that are connected with Zoe Ministries, Lord God, all the partners all over the globe. Thank you for the staff, all those that are working with them towards the American Black Prophet documentary, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Let every need, let there not be a need, Lord God. Let every provision be made, Lord God, that the documentary will be a success. Let it have an overflow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart of the people, Lord God, that they will pour in their heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all the spiritual leaders that are connected with your ministry. Continuously bless them, give them godly wisdom to lead the people you entrusted them with, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our mothers all over the globe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Young mothers, elderly mothers, bless them, strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, on this day of women on Wednesday, Lord God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every woman that is connected with Zoe Ministries, touch now, Lord God. Lord, those that are sick, Lord God, touch, Lord. Those that have female issues, Lord God, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And all those in the ministerial staff position, Lord God, female ministers, Lord God, lead with God and direct them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our children. Bless and protect our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All our medical workers, Lord God, all those in the medical field, Lord God, all those in the educational field, bless them, Lord God. Give them wisdom in the season, Lord God. And Father, we lift up those that have called in for prayer. You know what they're in need of, Lord God. We're just standing in the gap for them. We pray for our country leaders, Lord God, country leaders all over the world, Lord God. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Put godly people in their path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the homeless, Lord God, provide shelter. We lift up our families, Lord God, every family that's represented on this line tonight, all the prophets, Lord God, that are on the line, Lord God. Bless not only them, but their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just stand in the gap. We say, have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch now, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for my family. Continuously bless my family, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, as you bless your holy name, my God. You are worthy of praise. You deserve all the honor and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are standing in a gap for all the women all over the world, my God. We are praying for peace that passes all understanding, Lord. We pray for healing. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we lift up all the mothers that are lost, that have lost their children, my God. The mothers that are mourning right now, Father. The mothers that did not even sleep at night, my Father, not knowing where their children are, my God. We pray for them right now, Lord, that give them peace that passes all understanding. We pray that you heal them, my Father, in this season. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord of heaven, Jehovah Emmanuel, God with us, the mighty man of war, you are our shield and butler. We worship you this morning, O Lord, because we are under our divine canopy. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no fool can withstand. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, I boldly confess any sin of disobedience that we have committed knowing or unknowingly in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is our refuge, hallelujah. Therefore, I command every spirit of sudden fear invoke upon our life to die by fire in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I confess by faith that we are heaven preserved from the attack of the wicked. We shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow, evil plot of the slander of the wicked that fly by day in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall no evil befall us, Ayabos Sika. No evil shall befall our children, even our family, or nor any plague, calamity, or tragedy come near our dwelling place. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, every arrow of tragedy, calamity fired into our life and home, lose your hold over our life and home. In the mighty name of Jesus, every worker of iniquity fighting against our life shall be put to shame, shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Every plan and agenda of the enemy against our life, against our children's life, against our husband and our wives, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, be annulled in the name of Jesus. It is written, Hayabos Sika. Surely there's no enchantment against Jacob, Hayabos Sika. Neither is there any divination against Israel. I prophesy today by the unction of the Holy Spirit that no weapon formed against us shall never prosper in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. And every conspiracy planned against our life shall turn to foolishness in the mighty name of in the blood of Jesus. I boldly decree this morning that every hired ballad against our life shall die, and all evil monitoring spirit shall die in the name of Jesus. We shall not enter into the pit of tragedy or calamity in the name of Jesus. We shall never be a victim of strange bullet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The protection hand of God is upon us in the name of Jesus. I decree that if I touch or eat any deadly disease, it shall not kill us, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we see the angels of God as our bodyguard in this season, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, and we bless your holy name, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we don't forget about our government, Lord. We pray for peace that passes all understanding. We pray for wisdom and knowledge, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, heal our land. Heal our land, Spirit of God. Heal our land, Lord. We need your intervention right now in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you, even as you are protecting our children. Thank you as you are protecting each and every person who is online today, my God. Even those who are not praying today, Father, I pray, my God, revive the spirit of prayer inside of us, Lord. Let us pray, my God. I pray that let people come online, my God. Let us not be discouraged, Lord. Let us not be discouraged. So, Father, I pull all the prophets who are being discouraged this morning to come back online, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Your word says, Father, that you are not fighting against flesh and blood, but the principality. So, Father, we thank you that you have given us the power, and we come against every principality that is trying to delay us not to pray in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, my God, we call them forth, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. The world needs us to pray, my God. The world needs the prophet to prophesy, my God. The world needs the intercessors, my God. So revive them wherever they are, my God. Let them stand up, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, and it shall be so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
And amen, amen, amen. And Father God, we honor you and we praise you and we give you the glory for every aspect of our being and every aspect of coming. And Father God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your divine presence in us as us. Father God, allow us to be a blessing today to each and every one of us, Father God. Father God, continue to bless our political leaders, our spiritual father and mother, Dr. Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, continue to lift up Bishop-elect Joshua and his wife, Jessica Jordan, as they too continue to give out the word of the Lord, Father God. And Father God, continue to cover and touch every mother from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. Bless Mary Berrien, Father God. Bless the Zoe mothers, Father God. And bless each and every mother globally as they continue to give out the wisdom that we all should know to keep us moving, Father God. And Father God, we honor you and praise you. And we thank you for blessing each and every one that's on the prayer list, Father God. And covering those that have lost loved ones, Father God. And Father God, as we continue to move forward, Father God, we thank you for the miracles today. We thank you for intervening on our behalf, Father God. And praying that you will break down any walls that's keeping the miracles out of our lives, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for our families, Father God. And thank you for allowing you have loved the world. And we pray with patience and kindness, not envy or boast. And we may not be ready or rude or irritable or resentful or rejoice with the truth. And Father God, we pray for the grace to hear all things, to believe all things, to hope all things, to endure all things. And we pray to be a channel of blessings to each and every one of us. And we pray for the love of our family to minister them and show them the way to Jesus. And Father God, we pray for your forgiving of each other and at the Lord's of his forgiveness. And Father God, we continue to get the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to pivot through life, Father God. Continue to be our bridge and the troubled waters, Father God. And Father God, we thank the sick and the shut in. We thank the homeless, Father God. We bless each and every state in the United States and bless the nations and the country. Father God, we decree miracles to cast out all spirits of infirmity and sicknesses that may attack our body, Father God. And Father God, we honor you and we praise you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
Can make sure
Excuse me.
Make sure everybody has their phone on mute, please, because I think there's an echo coming in. Thank you. You may continue.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Father God, for all women worldwide. We thank you, Lord, for your will, way, and purpose being done in the earth and in your women's lives, Lord. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you, Lord, for America's Black Prophet. We thank you, Lord, for your covering over your servants, our leaders, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and the Jordan family, Lord. We thank you, God, for your will being done in their lives. And we thank you, Lord, for success and victory in Jesus' name. He said to me, my grace is enough for you because power is made perfect in weakness. So I'll gladly spend my time both bragging about my weaknesses so that Christ's power can rise on me, rest on me. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for your guidance. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy in your people's lives. We thank you, Lord, for you having all control at all times. And we thank you, Lord, for your women not worrying. We thank you, Father, for moving in their lives, meeting all needs, answering all prayers, God. We thank you, Father, for your will, way, and purpose in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for covering your women. We thank you, Lord, for your grace is sufficient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you for the intimacy of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for the power and privilege of prayer, God. You say come before you with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord God, and into your courts with praise. Father God, we just come giving you all praise, all honor, and all glory for what you're doing and have done and will continue to do, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you that this is the confidence that we have in you, Father, that whatever we ask in your name according to your will, Heavenly Father, that you answer it prayers, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you for being in the midst of every prayer, every request, every petition, Lord God. As we intercede for your women, for your daughters, Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart, a renewal right spirit. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable unto you, Lord God, right now. So, Father God, as we come interceding for Zoe Ministries, Lord God, Father God, we lift up Master Prophet and his wife, Lord God, and the Jordan family. We thank you for their spiritual covering. We thank you for their protection. We thank you for their victory, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for good health, Lord God. We thank you for every single need that is being met right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you. We lift up every woman, Father God. We thank you that every woman that is on the line, Father God, that you are filling their cups right now with fresh oil, Lord God. We thank you for fresh oil from on high pouring into their lives, Lord God. Even as the woman went to the well, Father God, and you filled her well, Jesus, we thank you for filling every woman's well right now, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, Lord God. Father God, let you be the center of their joy right now, Lord God. Father God, you be the provider in their life, Lord God, where every man is absent, Lord God. A father was absent, Lord God. Father God, you be their father, Lord God. You be their husband, Lord God. You be their lover, Lord God. You be their financial provider, Lord God. You be their protector, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we declare and decree for every woman that there is no lack, Lord God. For your word says that you are our shepherd, we shall not want, because in you, God, we have everything, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that in your presence, Father God, is fullness of joy, and in your right hand is pleasures forevermore, Lord God. So we thank you for the righteousness of you, Lord God. We thank you for the purity of you, Lord God. We thank you, Majesty, for your brilliance, Lord God, and your sovereignty and your power, God. We thank you for being our shepherd. We thank you for being our refuge and our fortress, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, any woman that is dealing with an infirmary, fibroids, Lord God, Father God, we declare and decree right now that they be in good health. We speak good health to their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that it will line up with your word that says, by Jesus' stripes, they are healed. And Father God, we speak healing virtue. We thank you for going forth, Lord God, in their lives, Lord God, and giving them peace of mind surrounding their situation, Lord God, and their health. Father God, we thank you for lifting up every single woman, Lord God, every single parent household, Lord God, that there is no lack, Lord God, that provision has been made, Lord God. We thank you for the husband that is on the way, Lord God, that you are preparing them to be a wife in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for all that you're doing, God. We thank you for the blessings, the financial blessings. We say send now prosperity for those who are in need of your finances, Lord God, of those blessings, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now, God, for your mighty hands upon our lives. Thank you, God, for your presence being with us this morning. Thank you for this platform that we're able to join in with one another, Father God, with the company of prophets. Father God, we thank you, God, for all the things that you've done, what you're doing, even what you're about to do. Thank you for the covering of your blood, touching the family, loved ones, and those connected to us, Father God. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, God, for your hands upon the leaders of the house in globalizing the prophetic in all different parts of the world. Father God, we thank you, oh God, even touching our life, forgiving us of any shortcoming of things that we may think or say, Father. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, God, for touching these things with our family matters, Lord God. Thank you, God, for answering prayer. Thank you, oh God, for restoration. Father God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. Father God, for removing every distraction, Father God, that you will be merciful upon the lives of those connected to us, God. And continue the work, Lord God, that you have started and you cannot finish until you complete it, Father. Father God, I thank you for the good work that you started in our life, Father God, that you may continue to move forward, continue to trust you, continue to believe you, continue to seek after you, Father God. Father, we thank you, God, for the 24-hour prophetic revival of the home of Paul. Thank you for touching the prophets who are here this morning, the partners as well. Thank you, oh God, for blessing each and every one that are able to be here today, God, that are listening in. Father God, we thank you, God, for your leading, guiding, directing us, oh God. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for your touch, oh God, in every area in our life, Father God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that's due to your name. We love you and we thank you right now. Amen and amen.